The genetic scientist said at the top of the list of untapped grains is teff.
Teff is a grain which is grown in Ethiopia, Eritrea, in that part of the African continent. It's a staple food there, and it forms the ingredient for the injera bread. It's a crop which grows in the low rainfall areas, and it needs very low soil inputs as well. It is more nutritious than wheat. The seeds have a greater proportion of bran and germ, and also because teff is produced as a whole grain flour.
The agricultural expert points out that unlike the other lost crops, teff does have relative, though limited, success as an export for Ethiopian restaurants in Europe and North America, mainly because of the increasing popularity of Ethiopian cuisine. Demania mentions millet as another very significant grain.
The African early millet that I am referring to, the African millets are really huge. The head of the crop can be as long as 10 feet in height. It's an extremely useful crop in places like Chad and Nigeria and that part of the world.
The university agricultural specialist says a third lost crop is sorghum.
This is a brown, red-headed sorghum. Sorghum has got great variety in the head formation. The head can be tight and compact like a baseball, or it can be loose. This is the tight, compact, baseball-sized head, and it is grown in Somalia and Kenya, and that part of the world gets rainfall for only a very short period of time. So it's a crop for planting when you don't have the rains, and it is stored underground and consumed throughout the year.
Adi Domania says the nutritional value of crops like teff, millet, and sorghum go beyond meeting nutritional needs.
In fact, they are even more healthy because, for example, the fat content of teff is only 2.6, whereas the protein content is even higher than wheat. Therefore, I would consider to be equally or as nutritious as the major grains of the Western Hemisphere, like wheat, barley, and corn.
The UCLA conservation scientist says that increasing export potential for the lost crops is better suited for Asian countries than Western ones, primarily because the most popular cereals in the West are wheat, barley, and corn. But he says that that could change if Western countries can afford to import these grains as well as the more familiar ones.
There should be a greater publicity and greater awareness to be broadcast from TV programs and radio programs that these foods are available if people so choose to consume them.
If you'd like more information or want to read The Lost Crops of Africa, go to the National Academy Press website at www.nap.edu. That's www.nap.edu. By the way, these books are available free in Africa. I'm Cole Mallard in Washington.